All those Chinese characters that you are rather desperately trying to learn, how are you learning them? Endless copying and flashcards is my guess, but there's another much more efficient way to learn the vast bulk of them, and that's exactly what I'm going to teach you in this course. I'm going to show you the system behind the vast majority of Chinese characters, not just lists of characters. I'll show you how you can use this system to learn characters efficiently in their natural families so you can distinguish visually similar characters and, best of all, almost right from the start, you'll be able to read characters you've never seen before in your life. Can you believe that? The first time I did that, I was in Beijing and it was the character for carrot. I didn't know at the time quite how, but although I'd never seen it before, I already knew it. And I felt so smart. Want to know more? Listen on. So, you're not a beginner. You already know most Chinese characters are made up of two parts, the radical, which gives us some idea of the meaning, and the other part. So, examples of radicals include the hand radical, for actions performed with the hands, the three drops of water radical, for things to do with water and wet things, and the mouth radical, for things to do with speech. Radicals, you already know about them. They're well known and they're always taught in the classroom. Students leave the classroom, well, at least they're supposed to leave the classroom, with a good understanding of the semantic role, the meaning of the radicals in character formation. But the other part of the character is typically so neglected that although it has a name, I bet you don't know it, even though you've been studying Chinese for years. Students are hardly ever told what its name is, or even really made aware of it at all. Its importance is underestimated, it's glossed over. Students are aware of pictograms and the often rather questionable, sometimes quite wacky, explanations of how characters are composed, but the other part of the character, typically in most classrooms, is ignored. This is a shame. It's more than a shame, because in the vast majority of cases, this non-radical part of the character gives us a really good idea of the pronunciation of the character, while the radical tells us which one it is out of a short list of characters with that pronunciation. And my goodness, that makes learning the little devils much easier. I'm Richard Stibbard. Click the enroll button and join me inside.